a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Mitch Harper here, KSLSports.com, KSL News Radio, Washington Week. Now, they're already at week four. Can't believe it. But now joining me is BYU linebacker Max Tooley, who I think kind of had a breakout performance, I would say, in his BYU career. Let's just ask him. Max, do you think last week against USC was a breakout performance for you?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, it was really the first chance I really got to, you know, get some serious playing time on the field. And I think for the situation given, I think I did pretty good. I mean, I don't know. Some people would say breakout, but I don't know. I think just sticking to my assignments and trying to do my job. But overall, yeah, it was a really good game. I liked it a lot. So.
And you were named Special Teams Player of the Week, I think, weren't you?
I believe so. I read some tweets and stuff. My family's all over that. So, but yeah, I guess.
And how beneficial was it last year? Because last year was the first year where guys could, like yourself, could play in four games and still redshirt. Do you feel like that benefited you to where this year you were better equipped to know, like, hey, this is the speed of the game, and you're still a redshirt freshman in your collegiate career?
Yeah, I think last year helped a lot, you know, especially most of the games I played in was mainly special teams roles and kickoff, getting down on kickoff and playing some, you know, late game situation, like, not too important of minutes, but, you know, just getting equipped, yeah, like you're saying, to the pace of college football. I think it was really helpful for me. I don't know. I think, yeah, these last couple of weeks have, you know, I've definitely been adjusted, and I think it's helped a lot.
How's the BYU experience been for you? I mean, you were a guy that, you know, had a lot of offers from Pac-12 schools, four-star guy by some recruiting services. How has the BYU experience been for you?
You know, I think it's everything I really thought it would be. I came to BYU for my personal reasons, you know, great academics, great coaches. You know, I've always dreamed of playing here, so I think I had what I really wanted to do in mind, and I think it's met every expectation of just, you know, always being pushed to be myself, a better person and a better version of myself and on and off the field. So I think that's really what I came here for, and I think, yeah, it's met my expectations for sure.
For fans that are now just kind of getting familiar with your game, I mean, how do you describe yourself as a player?
You know, I honestly, it depends on the day. Some days I want to play defensive end. I just think maybe I put on 20 pounds and play defensive end, but I just need to trust, like, I'm an aggressive player. I like to, you know, hit people. I like to have contact every play. So I think that's just kind of what I lean towards. So I like blitzing, coming off the edge, you know, I think my speed really helps with that, but I'm trying to get more used to other aspects of linebacker play, coverage and everything. But overall, I think it's just, I'd say I'm just an aggressive player, like contact. So
if some of your linebacker teammates aren't ready to go, do you feel like you're ready to step in against Washington and take on a bigger role if called upon?
Yeah, I mean, like, we've always been practicing. I've been in the two or three deep since spring, but I think it's, like, last year just showed how depth can just drop, and you got to be ready to go. And I think this week especially, just, I don't know, you never know what's going to happen come game time, and just being ready to go. That's just my number one priority, just for whatever role I need to play, whether it be playing most of the game or half the game, a quarter of the game. I think I just want to be ready in whatever way I can.
When you watched the film of the USC game, how impressed were you with the defensive line being able to get a consistent three-man rush and, you know, getting that 5 to 6 seconds to give you guys enough time to drop back and still make plays?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we got some studs up there, you know, Carrizo, you know, all those guys. And a lot of people doubted the three-man rush. I know a lot of people had their speculations, and I think we always just trusted that, like, especially going against an air raid team, they were going to – I mean, they're all strong dudes. They can hold their own against those USC linemen. So I think it really helped a lot having those guys to, you know, put the pressure on what they could and help us get back into coverage. Yeah, I think it was just – there's a bunch of studs. So,
were you on the travel squad last year for that Washington game, or do you recall anything from that Washington game at all?
The beginning of the season, I wasn't really traveling with the team. I was hardly practicing, actually, with just injuries and stuff. So I was mainly playing scout team role. So I wasn't really engaged for the good first portion of the season.
Do you remember how it impacted the mentality of the team, though, in the preparation after?
It definitely was kind of like, I don't know. I just remember watching and just being like, felt like we were just totally outplayed. I feel like we weren't prepared, but I think it definitely, you know, kind of just gave us a little gut check, you know, that we need to really strap it down, especially other teams are hard as well. So just like preparing and just having that scheme and being ready, again, with injuries as well, you know, you see how that affected us last year in the Washington game. And it's just a matter of stepping up and being ready when called upon.
Got to say, it feels like there's a lot of good vibes and energy and momentum with this program right now. What would you credit that to? Like, what's instilled this confidence that no matter what the situation is, you guys feel like you're going to come away with a win?
I mean, I don't know. I think us as a team, our culture, ever since the summer, you know, starting since last year, it's just been, you know, just growing together as a brotherhood. And, you know, when we're happy together, when we're enjoying, when we're coming out to practice every day, having fun, that just really helps the overall energy and helps us perform better. Like, obviously, we saw in the last two games coming out on big stages in Tennessee against a ranked USC team, just, like, having that energy and really having belief in each other that we could, you know, beat these teams when everyone's saying we can't. I think, I don't know, it just really helps the culture and the love behind the brotherhood that we got here, yeah.
Last thing from me, we're talking with Max Tooley here on KSL News Radio and KSLSports.com. What do you think of the new jerseys you guys are going to be rocking this weekend?
They're dope, I'm not going to lie. Like, honestly, I think my friends saw them on Instagram before I did. But
so you guys didn't know about them until today?
I think we'd seen them in the back, like, a little bit. We never saw, like, the helmets or anything. I think they look clean. The all white, you can never go wrong with that.
Did Isaiah do a good job? I mean, he's playing the same position, right, as you. Did he do a good job rocking as the model?
Oh, yeah. He was looking good. He's looking big, looking strong. He looked probably the best model you can pick, honestly.
Well, Max, good luck. Stay healthy and looking forward to watching you this Saturday.
All right. Thank you very much.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.